With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A new wave of violence in the Middle East.
Israel has launched a series of intense airstrikes in southern Lebanon. Israeli officials call this a preemptive strike against the Hezbollah terrorist group. This strike could trigger a broader region-wide war that could torpedo efforts to forge a ceasefire in Gaza. The Israeli army says Hezbollah was planning to launch a heavy barrage of rockets and missiles toward Israel.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The Iranian-backed group had been promising to retaliate for Israel's assassination of a Hezbollah top commander late last month. Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tom Cotton says Kamala Harris is no friend of the Jewish state.
It's well known inside Washington that she's a consistent voice of even further efforts to restrain Israel, to force them to surrender, to accept Hamas as a governing authority inside of Gaza.
And he adds Americans who favor a strong USA have a clear choice in November.
All of those voters, and again, they are legion across the country, to include in these key swing states, know that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are weak. They're not strong. They lack confidence in America. They've proposed to cut the budget of the military every single year they've been in office, and Kamala Harris would do even worse.
The Arkansas Republican made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a knife attack in Germany that's killed three people. The group says the attacker targeted Christians and is a soldier of the Islamic State. Fires have broken out on an oil tanker previously attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels this week. The vessel now appears to be adrift in the Red Sea. It had been abandoned by its crew and reportedly anchored in its place. Russia and Ukraine have exchanged more than 100 prisoners of war as Kiev marked its third Independence Day since Moscow's full-scale invasion. More at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A new report on anti-Semitism. SRN's Michael Harrington.
It reveals that the majority of attacks on Jews these days are being carried out by people on the left, not the right. The Global Anti-Semitism Report says 58% of anti-Semitic attacks are done by leftists, 22% by radical Muslims, and 9% by people on the right. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise around the world for years, but it surged dramatically last year when Hamas launched its devastating attack on Israel in October, sparking the ongoing war in Gaza. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amnesty International says most of the suspects in a rampage last year against Christians in Pakistan over alleged blasphemy are still at large, and authorities have failed to deliver justice to the victims. The group says the response by authorities has generated a climate of impunity. The attack in which churches and homes of Christians were destroyed erupted after Muslims alleged that they saw a local Christian and his friend desecrating pages from the Quran. This is SRN News. The Justice Department has launched an investigation into a privately operated Tennessee prison. Here's John Scott.
Officials say violence and sexual abuse has gone unaddressed for years. The probe announced at the Trousdale-Turner Correctional Center, the largest prison in the state. They say recent incidents include five stabbings within a three-week period in early 2024. Prosecutors say that although Brentwood, Tennessee-based Core Civic owns and operates the prison, it is the state of Tennessee that is ultimately responsible for ensuring prisoners' rights are not violated there. John Scott reporting.
South Carolina has set a September 20th date for what would be the state's first execution in 13 years. Freddie Eugene Owens will likely have the choice to die by lethal injection, electrocution, or by a firing squad. Owens killed a store clerk in 1997. His attorneys say he will get wait for a sworn statement from prison officials. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.